Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday night season opener in Buffalo.
Okay, great to see everybody here. Appreciate you being here very much. Beautiful day, really good practice, and all eyes pointed towards Sunday. What questions do you have?
John, we'll be talking to Mark Andrews in a little bit. Yeah, we've all talked about what happened last time. You've known Mark for a while. How do you think he will handle it going back?
I think he'll handle it great. I mean, Mark's a pro. He's been doing this a long time. He's been in a lot of tough stadiums, a lot of tough environments to play football, and he's a great football player. Worked really hard, very prepared for the game, just like all the guys. It's really, I think it's true. It's more about everybody than it is about one person. You know, it's a team going in there, and you know we're not shying away from the reality that that's the game. That's the last game we played, and we didn't win, and we were disappointed by it, and we respect the Bills very much. And we know we got a tough game in front of us and how good they are and well-coached they are. But you know, we're a very confident team, too. And we know what a tough environment is, but we're very confident we can handle a tough environment. So we know it's our first game. Let's go in there and see where we're at and go from there.
Yeah, when a team does get deep in January and has a disappointing result, what is required mentally to put yourself back in position to get there again?
I think you just go to work and you become the best team that you can become, you know, for the next time you play. And that's what we've done.
How much is the talk about, hey, we can't, you know, have three turnovers versus, hey, here's what we need to do, X, Y, and Z? Is it both? Is it one or the other? One more so than the other?
Yeah, I mean, you can't. I guess it's kind of semantics, really. I mean, you know, we know what it requires. You know, if we'd have gotten three turnovers, it wouldn't have mattered that we had three turnovers. You know, that's part of it, too. You can talk about anything you want. You can do any kind of math you want. But what we're really trying to do is just chase the best football that we can from one play to the next. Do all the impactful, important things as well as we can from one play to the next. Play our best football, and let the chips fall as they do. You know, and we're not. You know, you can't determine the outcome except to the degree that you take care of the process and you go out there and fight and compete and play well. And that's what we're going to try to do.
John, did you feel pretty fortunate that a guy like J.T. Gray, special teams experience, was available at this point in the year?
Yes, Jeff, definitely do. Feel very blessed. Okay, let's use that word. That J.T. Gray's here. He wanted to be here, and he'll be contributing very soon, I'm sure, on special teams for us.
Coach, in some ways, is this the hardest game to prepare for? Only that you haven't seen the Bills starters at all this year, or is it the easiest because it's been on the schedule the longest and you've had the longest time to prep?
How about we say it's both? It's both the hardest and the easiest at the same time. Just for those very good reasons that you put forth.
John, you've changed in the last few years to where now most starters don't play at all in the preseason. What's the challenge there versus, you know, previous years in terms of having these guys go, you know, full speed right away in their first action?
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's something to that. You know, the being out there in a game and kind of getting the feel for the game. The game is different than practice. It's true. So you just got to kind of get in there and get after it, you know, and get your first hit. Loosen up your pads a little bit and go play ball. So don't discount that for sure. I mean, we understand that's part of it.
John, kind of to that tackling, it just seems especially when you don't play a lot of starters and it seems like tackling and training camps around the league has gone down. Is there any more emphasis on that part going into the first game of the season?
We emphasize tackling really as much as you can possibly emphasize anything. I mean, tackling is the name of the game on defense, just like blocking is the name of the game on offense. Didn't Vince Lombardi say that? He did. Look it up. The game is blocking and tackling. So, yes, it's very important. The fact that they haven't tackled in a preseason game is something to take into account for sure. But I'm also very confident that we're going to go out there and you're going to see a good tackling defense.
John, we saw Jair out there. Does he need to build back up at all, or has he been doing enough in there that's not really the case?
We'll see. See how it goes this week.
Hey, Coach, I know it's hard not to count with Isaiah Likely for this Sunday. How do you see someone like Charlie Culler in this big opportunity for a big game like this?
Yeah, great opportunity for Charlie for sure. You know, that's Charlie's been working hard, man. He's prepared like nobody else. I'm really feeling very blessed about that too, Jeff. That Charlie is with us because he's become an all around tight end, and we expect him to play at a really high level.
John, obviously special teams, you have a lot of rookies in on that phase, and obviously Tyler, all eyes on him.
Is there anything specific as the game starts that you're looking for from your rookies and how they compose themselves in a tough road game?
Yeah, probably just what you just said, that composure part of it. You know, it's you're going to be out there and it's going to be a raucous environment, and you know, your heart rate's going to go up, you know, and you're going to your breathing is going to go up and you're going to be excited, you know. And the thing that I tell them, the same thing my dad told me way back when, before my first high school game at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School when I was 15, starting at right corner for the Pioneers. What high school has the same, that's what I tell you, Ann Arbor Pioneers. And we played number one ranked Detroit Catholic Central. And he told me, just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath before the first play and slow your brain down and everything will be okay. It turned out really well.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm really happy to share some stories with you, you know, when we have more time.
Okay. John, when you have as many guys on offense as you do who have self-confidence in their abilities and have shown that they, you know, can do productive stuff with the ball, is there ever a challenge with getting guys to buy in that, you know, sometimes less is more for this team?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and it's not really something that we spend a lot of time thinking about because I just think that it's understood, you know, and football's a team game, it's a team sport, and you're one of 11 out there doing your part, and nobody can do anything without the other 10 guys. And yet, at the same time, we also want guys who want the ball. You know, if you don't want the ball and you're a skill player on offense, it's just like a corner who doesn't want them to throw the ball over there. I promise you, our corners want them to throw the ball over there, you know. So I'm pretty sure Cal Ripken wanted them to hit the ball to the shortstop when he was playing shortstop, right? So that's we don't mind that either. Yeah, coming up Saturday, right? Pretty awesome.
We haven't seen
shout out to Cal. Yep.
We haven't seen Power Card in a good couple of weeks or so. I know he was dealing with a soft issue.
Yes.
Is that chances him playing at this point are probably unlikely?
Probably could do the odds. I mean, they probably have that. I'll bet they have the odds on that, don't they? Can you bet on that too? I wouldn't know. We're not allowed to bet.
Are guys going to play?
You can't try this.
Yeah. They don't have that?
No, you can't.
You can't do that.
Can't do that?
So when he misses that much time, is it tough to ramp, or has he been trying to ramp up?
Why don't we just leave that for later?
You know, we'll just,
thank you. Thank you, Chad. Yeah. I appreciate the question.
We'll have a pull in the
right, there you go.
Not injury report related for odds, but we did see Isaiah Likely come out and talk to you before practice. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but it is a little unusual. Just what was that visit like, and how has he been handling just the process of being patient, but now knowing the season's upon and he wants to be a part of it?
Yeah, I'd say he's probably been, after about the first 2 days, he kind of locked in and got patient, became patient, and has done really well. Really good, I would say, maybe ahead of schedule probably. So we'll just have to see how that goes going forward. But, yeah, I think he's been good. You know, he's probably going to start getting antsy here pretty soon, though.
You're two more.
John, have you noticed the extra layer of confidence or anything different in Zach Orr as he prepares to lead this year when he needs to?
No. You guys all know Zach, right? You know Cliff. The answer, he's always confident. I just think the energy, I think there's an extra layer of experience for sure. He is definitely, that's true for me too. It's true for all of us. But the fact that he's got this year passed under his belt, went through the kind of year that we went through last year, I think that brings confidence in and of itself, right? And he's done a phenomenal job. But he'll be the first to tell you, we'll find out, you know, this year what kind of job. And I just am impressed with him. I told him today, all the defensive coaches, I was in the defensive meeting. I thought it was a great defensive meeting. I thought the preparation was outstanding, you know, and he's leading that. So, it's another year in, and that's good. All good?
Good.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Frank.